Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in a spirited debate about Mama's Boys.
Mama! Ooh!
No one's gonna...
Finish it.
I don't know the rest.
Are you kidding me?
Make you cry.
There we go.
Okay.
No. I hate Queen because all of their songs change tempo all the time. And when you're mixing as a DJ, it drives me nuts. So.
Okay. I can't believe I'm the one who's focused today. Sorry. What are we doing?
Aaron seems kind of focused.
We want to talk about Mama's Boys and like the extremes of it. So if you're a woman and you hear the words Mama's Boy, you either know exactly what I'm talking about or you have no idea. Like, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of men who just aren't. Like, there's that level of Mama's Boy where it's like, can you ask my mom for a meatloaf recipe because it's the best? I just like, I would rather have her meatloaf than the one you make.
Mm. Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're so...
Okay.
Like, I think my brothers and I had a good chance of being Mama's Boys because none of us knew how to do laundry while we lived there. None of us knew how to cook anything. Like everything we ever put in our mouth, my mom had made. That's wild, right?
That, like, it makes me want to vom a little.
But I call my mom every day now.
But she's older and you're taking care of her.
Yeah, the situation is different.
Yeah.
That's not Mama's Boy. That's a good son.
Yeah, but you've been calling her for years. I mean, even before she was...
Yeah, I mean, I say I call her now. I don't have to call her. So like, a lot of times she's just at my house, right? So it's like different. But it's just I have a connection with her.
Sure. Yeah.
That's great.
Is that a Mama's Boy?
No. It'd be a Mama's Boy if... Like, you couldn't do anything without checking with her first.
Okay. I'm not that.
Okay, I was like, hold on.
I'm definitely not that. But is there a fine line between, because wouldn't you rather have a guy love his mom so much that he checks in? Or would you have him, like, I don't even like my mom. Because the way he feels about his mom is the way he's going to feel about you.
That's not true.
Yeah, yes, that's like the oldest cliche in the book. Is how he treats his mom is how he'll treat his wife.
I would hope he has respect for his mother, but having zero self-respect in return is not it.
Wow. So you'd rather have a guy hate his mom than be way...
Hate is such a harsh word, but maybe... Boy, moms get weird, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you think the Mama's Boys are born from the mom or from the boy? Do you think she creates it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's starting to change. I think women our age are less likely to create this dynamic.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to be needed. Like some moms, what creates a Mama's Boy is a need to be their lone source for everything.
Yes.
Huh.
Ed Gein. was a big mama's boy.
Well, she was dead in his attic, okay. But
well, yeah. No, before that, like what she did to him.
Yeah.
Because she had to approve every date.
Yeah,
every...
she literally moved the family to a farm so she could only be the only female around Ed. It's a lot. Anyways.
So I'd like to take calls from women who have a mama's boy. And maybe we stop just a little short of Ed.
Yeah, just
maybe
right.
The bookmarks
yeah.
are sure, like, yeah. She does your laundry and you're 40 and oh, you wear her 40. Face.
Or if you dated one at one point, you don't have to be with them currently.
Yeah. Like, what is the worst mama's boy situation you've ever been involved with? 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I know you have one.
I have a story.
Is it about you?
It's not about me, actually. Although, I used to...
How old were you?
I was 20. Not quite 30.
Oh, buddy.
There is something about having your mom do... like if you
no!
Just,
yeah, I don't have quarters.
Okay, here's the deal. Can I just say this? I'm on the road, and I get off... I'm living on a bus.
Okay.
And we do laundry at laundromats, whatever. Then you come home... I would come to my parents' house. They turn my room into something else. But like, I'm going to do it in their washing machine. But I just set it there. And she does it.
Ew.
Terrible.
What do you mean, ew?
After the age of 20, no more.
No, you gotta do your own still do my chaps.
Please, no.
All right, sorry.
So my very first roommate in college, I didn't realize how much of a mama's boy he was until we visited my friend at another school. So we're just staying the night at my buddy's apartment. So we all go out and party. We come back to my buddy's apartment to go to bed. And my buddy gets in his bed. And my roommate at the time goes, why can't I sleep in your bed?
No.
And he's like, because it's my apartment. Like we're all like on the ground, on the couch. You know, you know what it's like. You just crash.
Yeah.
Because we're dudes. You just crash. And my roommate threw a fit at my other friend for not letting him sleep in the bed. And the whole night was just saying, my mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor. My mama would never let her baby sleep on the floor. No. As we're all just there laying on the floor with the blankets over us.
Then why don't you go be with your mama?
Yeah. That is
very weird.
Horrifying.
Very weird, yeah. And it was like we'd never seen the side of him before, and now we couldn't look at
it. Unsee it.
And it became the running joke behind his back, unfortunately. Everyone was like, oh, well, his mama, you know, would never let him. Would never let him.
Are you still friends with him?
Kind of here and there.
This will end it.
Does
right
he
here.
Have a wife?
I still say it. No, he doesn't.
Okay.
I still say it to this day, though. I'll go, mama would never let him.
Because here's the other thing I want to hear. We want to hear your stories of bad mama's boys or whatever. But then, are they looking to replace their mama?
Of course.
So then you got to take that role on.
Yeah. Or you don't.
Ew.
The two syllable. Yeah.
Because I remember I had a buddy. It's weird, but like his mom, he didn't eat well. So his mom would make food for him.
Okay.
How old was he?
27.
No.
Which, okay, so you're already, I don't even need to finish the story then. Never mind, his mom was
going. Family can't cook dinner for you?
Every day?
No, she did like a bunch of meals once a week. And
she meal prepped him?
Once
a week.
I'm sick. Go on.
So where it got weird is he brought a girl home to his apartment and it happened to be meal prep day. And his mom didn't prep there. She prepped at home. But so they're getting after it on his couch. And then.
No. Key.
Of course, because he needs the food dropped off in his fridge.
Mm-hmm. And just once a week.
There once a week. And he forgot it was meal prep day. And
no.
Mama walks in and she's like, oh, sorry. And just left the bags of, like she didn't put them in the fridge. And she's like, sorry. And pulled the door closed and locked it. Went on her way.
No.
Wait, but.
No.
I guess the answer is that's a mama's boy.
Yes. That is
weird.
My mama
would never let her baby boy come on the couch.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So worst mama's boy ever. We'd love to hear your stories. All right, I'm starting to get the ick too. 303-222-5423.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for Mama's Boys. Mm-hmm. I'm really... I know we're going to be taking calls and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like the weird Mama's Boy. I am sort of shocked, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, that your man is not a Mama's Boy. He's an only child. To me, that's like the recipe for being an only... like.
I'll choose my words carefully. I think sometimes that... can encourage you the other way.
He does not hate his mom.
Okay,
by
yeah,
any
yeah,
means.
No, I get it. But it's like maybe I she was two in his life, and now he's like, oh,
so much focus that yeah, you're like, yeah, yeah. I got to do my own thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of women that I know that are only children are a mama's girl. They create like a little mini me version. Yeah. So maybe you're right. You said we got a good text.
We do. We actually have two here. Someone said you are a mama's boy, but I don't think that's true. Yes, they said Slacker is such a mama's boy. Another one said, my mother-in-law told me on my wedding day that I was taking her baby boy away from her. I would vomit on spot.
I'd kick her out of the wedding.
I'd be like,
why?
You guys are crazy. I think if you had kids, you'd feel differently.
Where's the sisterhood?
Taking away?
Where's the empathy for another woman?
No. That's... mm-mm.
You can't put yourself in her position? Like, wow, my son is growing up and he'll no longer be my baby boy?
I did a great job raising my son. He's independent. He found the love of his life. I'm going to celebrate with him. And now I get another daughter.
It's a cute way to say you're taking away my...
It's not cute.
I'm having mixed emotions about my son getting older. That's pretty normal. Right?
That's normal.
That's fine.
That's weird. She just said it.
You're taking my baby boy away.
You guys are crazy. No.
If you have a mother, you are a mother's boy, is what we're figuring out.
That's no. If you communicate with her and have a healthy relationship.
If my
mother-in-law. Oh, now you get to sleep with him. That's weird. But like,
that is weird.
But like,
yeah.
That's not what she said.
Yeah. You're taking him away from me. Hasn't he been away for a while now? There's no difference.
The father walks, he gives away the daughter. And you're taking my
weird
daughter.
Too, but whatever.
Okay. Did you want to read another text or shall I take calls?
Just take calls.
Okay. Nancy? Nancy? She's got us on mute.
Nancy was like,
you. Oh, there she is.
Hello?
Mama's boy, what happened to you? Hello? Oh, for the love of God.
No. She's like, you guys fought too much.
Do you know what she was going to say?
She said her son is currently a mother's boy. Oh, we lost her.
Okay.
He's currently a mother's boy. And he even gets, he doesn't terrorize her like her daughters do, is what she said. So he gets a couple extra Christmas presents.
Because he's a mama's boy?
Mm-hmm. I want to, like, kick.
He's nice to her. The daughters aren't.
Okay, but are the daughters not, or are the daughters setting boundaries?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
I swear.
You want to set the boundary.
If there is karma in the universe, you are going to bear children and they're going to be boys and it's going to be the worst for you.
What do you mean it's going to be the worst for me?
Because you're going to turn them into mama's boys and you're not even going to realize it's happening to you.
I think women our age, of our generation, I'm looking at Tiak and Aaron, not soccer. I think that we are much more aware of creating that relationship than the generation prior to us.
I've seen the way you are with your dog.
Yeah. Oh, my dog is a mama's boy.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Nicole.
Yay.
Mama's boy, what you got?
Okay, this is, I think, really takes the cake. So I used to be a manager at like a fast food restaurant. Just like I had a lot of teens that worked for me. You know, it was a very like job kind of place. You know, for the most part, they were great. You know, they were, you had to teach them a lot, but like, you know, they all want to do a good job. I had one teen who was like, so he was like a very sweet, very goody two shoes kind of guy. Never missed a shift. He called in sick one day. He was just, you know, and he sounded bad. I believed him. But he offered to send his mom in his place to work the shift.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Boy. Did you laugh he him all the way off the phone?
I tried so hard to keep it professional because I do think like he came from the right place. Like he had a good heart and he was just like felt bad to be putting me in a situation where I had to like find replacement.
But you believe in your heart. He wasn't just offering it. They had discussed it. And she's like, absolutely, I will go there for you, son.
Oh, yeah. He's like, my mom said she can do it. Like, she can get ready. I talked her through what I usually do there. He trained her up.
You guys, we should all send our moms in here someday.
Okay.
Yikes.
So you politely declined.
Yes, I said, I told him not to worry about it, and it was my job to find a replacement and to just feel better.
So did you have your mom come in?
No. He's like, she looks great in the uniform. Oh.
Ew. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.